Welcome to Phone Sex with Lily Show, where talent in front and behind the camera is showcased and explored. As you can imagine, there are a lot of characters and personalities in this industry. Listen as they share their stories. But first, grab your lube and get comfortable because the guests will unknowingly be subjected to phone sex with a porn star, webcam model, and your host, Lily Craven.
Hello.
Well, oh, your accent. Hello.
Hi.
Wow. Where are you from?
I'm from Austria, but how do I have the honor talking with you?
You have the honor to talk with me because, wow, I was, I'm a little starstruck right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I was calling for someone that has these big, beautiful blue eyes.
How do I know that I have?
Because this other lady, she gave me all the girls gave me this phone number and told me to call.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about you. I heard you take care of the women around here.
I try as good as I can.
Yes, I heard you more than good as you can. But I heard you have these big, beautiful eyes.
I do, if I look into your eyes, yes.
Yes. So how do I get to look into your eyes?
We could FaceTime.
Let's turn this camera on. It's Phone Sex with Lily Show. You threw me off. We are here at AVN 2024. Wow, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yes.
I'm here with, yes, the blue eyes. I'm always go fangirl a little bit on you. Go ahead.
I mean, isn't it crazy that yes. It is already 2024?
I keep getting older every time it's a new year. Jesus, what's
you
going
don't,
on here?
You're not supposed to say that.
I know, but it's happening inevitably. Like, you know.
Well, yeah, only if it makes you feel older. It's like
after last night, I stayed up a little bit long and we were dancing, so my body feels a little bit older, but.
So last night you were dancing and?
Yeah, I was dancing.
And?
And dancing. We'll leave it at that.
Because
I couldn't find you.
I thought you're gonna tell me now. It's like you were dancing, and then you had like this amazing rejuvenating experience after dancing in the middle of the night, and that's why you're so tired, but still very relaxed.
But I was very good. I said I am doing interviews all day tomorrow, so I'm gonna go to bed early. Well, early for the late. And yeah. So I said, hold that thought, and yeah. I will get you tomorrow.
But you gotta see it like this. I mean, you're in Vegas, mm-hmm. and early is always a question of the perception, right? So it could be early in the evening, or you just go to sleep early in the morning.
It was early in the morning,
yeah.
So I was being responsible.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, yeah, I definitely. So I said, hold the thought on that, and I will resume tomorrow because I'm going to be responsible and make sure I make it.
Look, in the end of the day, whatever you did,
it was fun.
You look absolutely stunning today.
Oh, thank you, my makeup artists. They're amazing, aren't they?
Isn't it magical?
Yeah. So you are here. How many years have you been coming to AVN?
So the first time I came to AVN was 2004.
Oh, wow. So it's been a while.
It's been a few years.
Yeah. It's been quite the journey, I bet, for you.
It was an absolutely amazing journey till now. And it's really, really interesting. You know, it's like when you look back, you know, it's mm-hmm. like how everything changed. And it's like you go from the Venetian, I think, then at some point we were at Mandalay Bay. Then
oh, and then we were at the...
Hard rock, now we are here, and it's pretty amazing. It's great and very, very cool that it's existing for such long time already.
It has been a very long time. Now, obviously, we all know, feel, see the changes that are shifting, and you've been around long enough that you have seen probably a cycle of changes that do they loop back around, you think? You know, being more, we're getting more on the conservative, restricted side. Do you see that evolving at all?
I wouldn't say that. I mean, there's a lot of change has happened over the last 30 years, mm-hmm. but I wouldn't say that the changes are recycling.
Uh-huh.
I would see it more like as a constant progression forward. Because when you look, for example, in the 2000s, you know, it's like 2000 till 2010, you know, it's like we still had VHS tapes and DVDs yes. came in, and especially when I started in the industry, performers, and especially women, didn't really have many rights, you know, like.
Exactly,
like to
yes.
voice their needs and their concerns. It was literally like, yeah, you're a performer. We're going to pay you. You're going to on set. You do whatever we want you to do. You
we
know?
Own this.
And,
yeah,
and,
this
and
is ours.
You shut your mouth, you know,
yeah.
and get the fucking job done, right? now, 25 years later, mm-hmm. Where did it progress to? You know, it's like we are in an amazing... safe space
yes.
now over this time period where you go on set are the main focus from most of the companies, or let's say like the companies that you want to work for, you know, the main focus is that the talent feel comfortable, that they know what they are doing, that the talents, they are protected.
Mm-hmm.
And especially also that the women are protected in what they do and how they do it, because let's just be serious, you know, and you're a woman yourself,
yeah.
It is psychologically much more straining when you are getting penetrated versus penetrating somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, we're speaking from the straight industry, but I'm sure like in the gay industry,
yep.
it's the same thing, you know. It's like those
Absolutely.
Guys who are the bottoms, you know, and being penetrated, for them it's way more psychologically invasive, you know, than those ones who just stick the dick somewhere, you know.
Yeah, you know, I never and, thought of it that
and
way.
And
yes.
we are at a time and space in our industry now where these needs are acknowledged and respected and protected.
That is true. That's a very interesting way of looking at it, because
yeah.
a lot of people are starting to, you know, feeling like the system is what is it, degressing, like going, you know, the opposite way of where it needs to go. But you're
what do you mean degressing?
Well, like there's the progress, you know, progression of moving forward. And a lot of people think we were being pulled back, restricted, like, you know, being up with social media, with all kinds of rules. But we had a different, there's different rules back then, you know.
So here's the thing. Yes, I mean, there are rules implemented and all that kind of stuff,
yes.
you know. And you will always find people, you know, that say like that you're regressing because they live in the old
yes.
times and they didn't really grow into the future. But in reality, it's actually the opposite. And the reason why I'm saying that it is the opposite is because by implementing these rules, you know, it gives us the opportunity to grow into a space
yes.
that in the mainstream world of media and all that kind of stuff, it will
yes.
become more and more respected and understood. And evaluate it.
Yes.
And because of that, the industry as a whole, all people involved in it, will grow to greater opportunities.
Yeah, I love the way you just put all that, because that's exactly. I mean, it's. I think finding our space, because I
yeah.
think we tend to sort of like. Leak into areas that maybe we shouldn't be in, where, you know, platforms with children and all the, you know, stuff like that, like Facebook, or we need to kind of create our own space, because I think we do tend to take over some platforms that maybe we shouldn't.
No, you know, the tricky part is, you know, it's kind of like media and politicians or whatever, mm-hmm. not, they always tend, you know, to go the easy route.
Yeah, and where the people
to go with the flow, go the easy route, you know, and try to benefit for their own benefits, you know,
correct.
It's like with whatever they do. But the reality is that, let's say, I mean, there are always black sheep in every industry
absolutely.
You go,
yes.
right? But let's see, from those ones, let's say, who are not the black sheep, you know, and it's like, and you look at our industry, we literally have nothing to do with the allegations we have, like, regarding sex trafficking and all that kind of stuff,
you
know?
Yes.
It's like, none of that is our cup of coffee,
like, yes.
and it's just like it's easy for the media, you know, to put us in there like as the scapegoats, you know, because
yes.
we are touchable, you know. It's like those organizations and those people who are really behind that, you know,
yep.
are connected on a different level and they can't be touched and reached, you know.
Yes.
But you just need to find a scapegoat,
so
you know, that have a hard time to defend themselves, you know,
yeah.
and is kind of like accepted by the public.
True.
To be the scapegoat.
Yes, because, yes, yeah. absolutely. Oh, wow.
And that's why I'm saying,
everything
what we are doing in our
yes.
industry with supporting talent and
mm-hmm.
implement, you know, of making it safer will help us to
break that
mold,
yeah,
scapegoat
that,
thing.
Yes. Yeah. Wow. Well said. Because it's kind of, you're intelligent too, huh?
Thank you.
I could just listen to you talk forever.
Yeah, I didn't lose all my brain by coming every day.
And
right?
I didn't know you didn't, and I haven't lost my brain listening to that wonderful voice of yours. His accent is just woo. It's, but so what are you doing? Are you in a booth here, or are you?
Yeah,
walking
so
around, what?
So at the convention, I'm mainly at the Brazzers booth.
Nice.
Because I'm contacted with them. I'm here with them, and
mm-hmm.
so it's kind of like support
yes.
the company and the employees that
that's
I work
a good
for.
One, huh?
And yeah, besides that, you know, doing interviews with
yeah.
amazing fellas like yourself.
So I know where to find you.
You can find me there. That's
that
for sure.
Brazzers
yeah.
But I appreciate you coming, stopping in, and talking with me, and I will always be a fan because, whew, see, it's the blue eyes, right? They're like, yeah, yeah. No. But anyways, I appreciate you coming and talking, and this is Phone Sex with Lily Show from AVN 2024, Las Vegas, Nevada.
And guys, make sure you try it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode of Phone Sex with Lily Show and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share with others. Post about it on social media, SkyhawkAfterDarkTV.com. Simply type in Phone Sex with Lily Show. For the latest from Lily, you can follow her on Instagram at @real_LilyCraven and on Twitter at @LilyCravenXXX or message on Facebook at @Lily.Craven40. Thanks again. Until next time.